You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Welcome Lisa Roberts, MLA, Halifax Nedim on Mucho Radio.
I'm a mom, I'm a politician. I was elected 2 years ago in Halifax Nedim, so basically the north end of Halifax. I came to Halifax from Newfoundland to study at Dalhousie when I was 18. And really, this has been the city where I have found community and found myself. So I was here for 4 years and then went away for 6 years and then very consciously decided to come back and that I wanted to live in Halifax. And that was in 2001. And I've been living here ever since, but just a politician for 2 years now. I think politics was designed... Especially the politics that we practice at a provincial and federal level, where literally you have a government and you have an opposition that are two swords lengths apart. That's how legislatures were designed, very much for men. And even question period, you can liken to a duel. And there are times when I'm in the legislature and I feel I'm watching people get upset and also try to aggravate kind of their opponents. And that's just not, it's not a game that I am interested in playing, where I really feel like, yeah, this is like a complete man's world. And so sometimes I find it quite difficult to be there. But I also feel incredibly lucky, and I don't feel like my experience has been that difficult in that I have a supportive partner. My parents live in here in Halifax. My kids are young, but they're not as young as they were. I live 5 kilometers approximately from the legislature. As soon as any kind of weird comment comes at me through social media, I mute that person and I just never see what they ever say again. I haven't experienced the pile on of criticism or attacks or trolls that some folks have experienced. And I'm not sure if that's for luck or because I you know, just don't actually engage a huge amount on social media, though I am there. So, you know, it's not easy, but it's not, I feel like I have a huge amount of privilege that enables me to be there. Frankly, I think it would be much more difficult in Nova Scotia, at least, to be a female politician at a provincial level, if you were living outside of the metropolitan Halifax area and had children. I don't think I could have done this job. I couldn't have done this job if I represented, you know, a community in Cape Breton or in southwestern Nova Scotia, or at least I probably would not have chosen to do this at this time of my life with young children. So I feel, I mean, the community that I represent is what would typically be called the north end of Halifax, though nobody can ever agree on what the boundaries to that are. And the area I represent includes part of sort of more west end Halifax over by Windsor Park towards Connaught and Bears Road and out through Richmond to Africville, so including the whole, like, far north end of Halifax. It is a diverse, walkable, vibrant, changing, wonderful community to live in, and really a community where I'm constantly learning so much. All the issues that we talk about on a international level and on a national level, I find like I can learn more about them right in my community. So, for example, you know, I've been reading and thinking about the opioid crisis, and there are amazing organizations working with people who take narcotics and I think particularly there's a Halifax Area Network of Drug Using Peoples, which is organized out of Direction 180, but it's like a first voice group, and I feel so privileged that I can learn from them right in our community. The Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center, thinking about reconciliation and thinking about, you know, climate change. The Ecology Action Center is right in my constituency. Thinking about, you know, the history of African Nova Scotian people. You know, the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute is in my constituency, and so is Africville. Thinking about immigration, ADAM is in my constituency, the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes. It's a rich community in resources and in activities. And, you know, a lot of people notice the restaurants and the cafes, and that's also part of Halifax Needham, and it's wonderful if you can enjoy it. But I also really appreciate, you know, all the different community groups that are, you know, behind community gardens. I think we might have 9 in the constituency, if you include the ones that are on school grounds. You know, St. Catherine's School is in Halifax Needham, and they've got an amazing garden. St. Joseph A. McKay. You know, it's very much the neighborhood that I chose to live in first. At a point when I had finished, I came back to Halifax to do a master's in development economics. And at the end of that degree, a lot of my classmates were going off to do government jobs, a lot of them in Ottawa. And I just wanted to stay here so badly. And I bought the cheapest house on the peninsula that you didn't have to tear down on Fuller Terrace, and moved in and got, you know, had a roommate and kind of did some work on this old house that I still am lucky to own. I now have tenants there, and I just feel so lucky that I had encountered this community, and I just so wanted to like put a stake in it and stay here. And I think there's many people who feel that connection to the North End and recognize that it's a really special place. And it's special for a bunch of reasons, but one of it is that we do have neighborhoods where people bump into each other a lot. And so it's actually kind of easy once you make an effort to get involved in community to start bumping into people. You bump into them walking into the North Branch Library, you bump into them on the number 7 bus, you bump into them in the Hydrostone Market. And that has made my personal life much happier. Where I grew up in Newfoundland, I used to always go to the cenotaph with my father. The generations of my family just landed in such a way that I don't have veterans in my own family line. My dad was born in 1944, and they were living in sort of central Newfoundland, working on the railroad. And so my grandfather didn't go to war, and I don't think anybody in his brothers did either. And it might have just been that they were so far out from where they were recruiting in St. John's and other bigger centers. In Newfoundland, we always remember. It's ironic. July 1st was the original Remembrance Day in Newfoundland because it's the day of the battle at Beaumont Hamel, where hundreds of young Newfoundland men were lost in one battle. I will be with others recognizing it. I'm not sure where yet. I've recognized it at Point Pleasant. I've recognized it at Grand Parade. I've recognized it at Northwood, and Northwood always does a really, really wonderful Remembrance Day. It's a long-term care facility and seniors complex, right in the middle of Halifax Needham. And they always have wonderful speakers and recognize the veterans who actually live there. So it's been one of my favorite places to mark November 11th. I think Halifax is an incredibly attractive place to live if you can find a way to stay here. You know, I think we share some of the challenges that we see in other cities across Canada, particularly affordable housing. And affordable housing is a big issue in my constituency in particular. We're close to downtown, and there's a lot of new buildings, but you know, many of them aren't within the reach of people who are making the typical wages here, and many people are actually cobbling together multiple jobs that pay minimum wage, which is too low in Nova Scotia. But for if you can afford to live here, you can have a good life. We're close to the ocean. We're close to beaches. As Halifax and the province invest more in active transportation, you know, there are wonderful outdoor adventures available to us, very close to our homes. My kids and my partner and I spend a lot of time bicycling, we love exploring the bike trails that are available, both going down the South Shore and going out towards Lawrencetown, east of Dartmouth. I think we can have many more people in Halifax, and I think we need many more people in other parts of Nova Scotia. I think we need, I'm really excited when I look at what the town of Bridgewater is doing, because ideally what will happen is that Halifax will continue to be vibrant and will grow more, but also there will be other communities that are fully vibrant and resilient communities that have, the right mix of population, so that you have more young people coming to serve as, you know, community volunteers and volunteer firefighters and workers. Right now in some parts of Nova Scotia, it's actually very hard to find somebody to employ, because the most of the population is old, and some people work in other parts of the country, and when they come back, it's a federal issue, but right now, when people, who have worked a long stint in Alberta or elsewhere, and if they come home, if they still consider Nova Scotia home, their employment insurance benefits get clawed back at such a rate that there's no incentive at all to work at a lower wage job in a fish plant or doing other work in the community. So we have some real challenges, but we also have so much potential. And one of the wonderful things in Nova Scotia is that our population is small enough. I've talked about this at ISANS, the Immigrant Settlement Association of Nova Scotia, that when there's a particular challenge, for example, in recognizing the credentials of people who have trained overseas as engineers or accountants or pharmacists, what have you, Nova Scotia is small enough that you can actually get everybody who needs to be part of a conversation about how to address these challenges around one table. In other provinces, in Ontario or in Quebec or in Alberta, there might be multiple schools, or there might be too many different players. You can't get everybody in one room. And in Nova Scotia, we can do that. And so I think we have some big challenges, but we also have the real potential to come together as a province and work through some of the challenges that face us and look forward to a good life for our kids. At a constituency level in Halifax Needham, I think I'm proud of the role I've played in helping to connect local initiatives with the provincial support that they need. So, an example is that there was one of the local elementary schools badly needed investment in its playground, and there was some challenge because the retaining wall around the school, this was Joseph Howe School, was crumbling, and there, was that the school board's job to do, or was that the city's job to do? And you couldn't invest in the playground until the retaining wall was fixed. And so they were sort of stuck in a merry-go-round. And meanwhile, children at that school had had like a playground that had, you know, a couple rusty basketball hoops with no nets and a surface that you couldn't run safely down without without possibly tripping. So we got that fixed, and it wasn't by any means just me. It was me and the counselor and a provincial government bureaucrat, and especially the principal and the chair of this school action committee. But I'm proud that I am available to play a part in helping to connect folks, and I'm trying to do that now with an initiative in the North End to create a community land trust to build some, not so much build, but safeguard affordable housing in the North End so that we can continue to have the wonderful, diverse community that we have into the future. At a provincial level, and particularly in the legislature, I'm proud that I have spoken about climate change frequently and fervently and really like voiced the concern that I feel and that I know many people feel that, you know, our provincial government in various ways is not taking leadership, is not showing leadership. And I'm also proud to voice a vision of leadership, which is less about having the right answer and forcing it on other people who don't want to accept it, and is more about actually having respectful relationships with many different people and inviting them to be part of both defining the question and figuring out the answers together. You know, I look forward to a time when the NDP might be in government again, and where I can show some of that leadership in action, you know, with all the resources of the province of Nova Scotia behind me. So we'll see. Well, a bunch of different things coming up. One is I'm speaking at a gathering of the federal NDP this weekend on Saturday. And that's because the federal NDP is getting ready for the federal election, which will happen in 2019. At the level of Halifax Needham, we're going to be having our AGM of the NDP coming up possibly on October 30th. I'm actually not entirely sure if I've got that date right. But any NDP member will get an invitation to that meeting in Halifax Needham, and I would love more people to join. We're just out of the legislature, so I don't even have my head wrapped around my own calendar. But the other thing I would say is that whenever a group of people would like to speak with me, I'm available, and I like coming out to wherever people are gathered. So, for example, I went to the Brunswick Street Missions fundraising breakfast a while ago, and I got a note afterwards saying thanks, and I said, you know, thank you. It was a wonderful event, and I'd love to come out sometime and meet with you. And so I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to serve breakfast one morning coming up, and have a chance to learn more and visit more with people. But really, I'm open to those invitations and seeking those opportunities. And I also ride the bus, so you can often see me on the bus, and I'm always glad to chat.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.